The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Your bracket may bust, but your bankroll never has to with BetQL. Use promo code MARCH30 for 30% off the entire year of BetQL. That's BetQL and the promo code MARCH30. We're also brought to you by OddsCrowd. OddsCrowd has a ton of free fantasy betting contests, including a 2K season-long MLB contest and a $500 weekly contest. Download their app today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home for free daily video picks from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. Follow the PicksWise Kappa contest at PicksWise.com for free picks and analysis throughout the tournament from the likes of John Rothstein, Rashard Phillips, Jeff Nadu, and more. See which expert is trending hot as they battle it out for a winner-takes-all $10,000 prize over at PicksWise.com. And finally, we're also brought to you by BetterEdge. BetterEdge operates like a stock exchange for the sports world. Pick the teams you like and have someone else buy the other side. Sign up at BetterEdge.com and use the promo code SGP for a free $10 play. That's BetterEdge.com and the promo code SGP. You are listening to another international edition of the EPL show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. Also, check out my website, lockbetting.com, where we are just a few days away from our 94th month of transparent tracked profit. If you would like to sign up for lockbetting.com, I would wait until April the 1st, because if you sign up at the end of March, they will bill you for the entire month, and then they will bill you again on April the 1st. So sign up for April the 1st, be a part of the journey as we head towards our 95th month of transparent track profit. And in the meantime, go and check out the pinned tweet at SGP Soccer on Twitter. That's at SGP Soccer on Twitter, because the pinned tweet is always the previous month's P&L. If you want to see a little bit more data, head over to lockbetting.com and track down those previous spreadsheets. Everything else is transparent and tracked. We have genuinely delivered 93 months of transparent track profit. We are heading towards our 94th and we are looking for the 95th in April. So sign up in time for April the 1st. Big, big month as we head towards the end of the soccer season. Trophies will be determined. We are still making money in tennis. We are making a load of money in the NBA, having a really good NBA season, having a good NHL season. We are delivering money in the boxing. As you guys know, you saw at the weekend what we did with that Dylan White fight. And of course, we have the start of the MLB season. And of course, we have WWE WrestleMania. We'll be doing a special edition of the fight show on WrestleMania. Also, don't forget to check out the future show for the Champions League and the Europa League. That will be dropping today at the same time as this international edition of the EPL show. But moving on with our picks, coming off the back of another successful podcast, we begin with the game here between Slovenia travelling to Cyprus, where Slovenia are available at 7-10. It's 17-4 on Cyprus, and it's 13-5 here on the draw. Slovenia have won one and lost one here in this group of death that features Slovakia, Croatia and Russia. Russia are clear at the top off the back of beating Slovenia at home last time out. So no shame in that. But prior to that, Slovenia got a really, really positive result beating Croatia at home, throwing this group wide open. This group is wide open after two games. So going away to Cyprus is a must win game here for Slovenia. And I will be taking them to get that win here on the money line. As I said, they've started Group H with a win and a loss. Cyprus drew to Slovakia before losing to Croatia, making it just one win in their last 13 games, whereas Slovenia have won four of the seven meetings between the two sides, with Cyprus just having one win. However, the home side are on an awful run of form with just that one win in 13 games. And in that period, they've lost to the likes of Luxembourg and Azerbaijan. So even though they held Croatia to a 1-0 win for Croatia on Saturday, which does look like progress for Cyprus, I think that's just a testament to how poor Croatia are playing at the moment and how much the age of their squad is catching up with them. And it really wouldn't surprise me to see last year's or last time out's World Cup finalists not even making the World Cup here. They're in a tough group and they have started relatively poorly, but I don't think that should have any kind of bearing on what you do here in this game. And I think Slovenia will win this game on the money line away to Cyprus, and I like the price of 7-10 here in this one. Up next, we move on to Croatia. They are at home to Malta and they are the 1-20 favourites, but we're not looking at anything in that ballpark. We're looking at Croatia to win here with a clean sheet. Now, it's a chalky play, but I do think that it will cash for you relatively comfortably. And we have picked out quite a few of these at around about the 1-2 region. This one is bang on 1-2 minus 200. I also think this would be low scoring as well. And Croatia may need a clean sheet to start winning games. They got one against Cyprus, and Malta are weaker opposition than Cyprus. Both Croatia's opening games in the group have produced just one goal, a 1-0 win and a 1-0 defeat. Malta actually secured one of their best results ever, a 2-2 draw away to Slovakia on Saturday. That's an awful result for Slovakia. Actually had to come back 2-2 in that one. And four of the visitors' last 12 qualifiers, stretching back to Euro 2020, have produced under 2.5 goals. So I think this is going to be very similar to what we cashed with Cyprus and Croatia. It's going to take Croatia some time to break this team down. Croatia, with their personnel, should be beating this team very, very comfortably. But I think it will just be a 2 or 3 goal victory. I don't think we're going to see 7 or 8 like some teams, some countries produced at the weekend. I don't think Croatia are in that kind of form. On paper, yes, they should be beating this team by more than that. They are a World Cup finalist from the last World Cup. But I think we see a low scoring game here with Croatia edging out a victory to nil. So Croatia to nil at 1-2 here in this one. We take exactly the same play for Portugal, although Portugal is a slightly better price here at 8-15. They are travelling to Luxembourg, where they are the 1-8 favourites to win this game. Portugal have won all 10 previous meetings between the sides, keeping clean sheets in 9 of them. That's 90% of the time. So they've won 100% of the games and kept clean sheets in 90% of them. That winning sequence and series of clean sheets included 2 and 3-0 victories in European qualifying. So I would be looking at either one of those scorelines. They're priced up at 6 and 7-1. Luxembourg have risen to 98 in the FIFA rankings, but that's still 93 places lower than Portugal, who are the reigning European champions and have a stronger squad than they had when they won the European Championships going into this World Cup. So they're going to be contenders for the next two tournaments. You don't have to worry about Cristiano Ronaldo's age, because we're not looking at a World Cup being way, way ahead into the past. This World Cup is just next year. It's next winter, and the Euros are coming up here in this summer. So with all of the other weapons they have around Cristiano Ronaldo, like a Bruno Fernandes and a João Felix, this is going to be a strong team, and they are a very, very solid defence, as they'll show here with the amount of clean sheets they'll keep en route to winning this group. And I think they'll get one here against Luxembourg. So Portugal to nil is the play here, and that's available at 8-15 in this one. Final game we'll look at here on Tuesday is Turkey at home to Latvia. Turkey are the 1-12 favourites here. It's 9-1 to draw, and it's 22-1 on Latvia. Turkey are the hot team in Europe at the moment. Had two unbelievable results, 4-2 at home to Holland, the Netherlands, and 3-0 away to Haaland's Norway. They are now in a strong position to win this group, and I think they'll have no problems here ripping apart this Latvia team. I like the minus 2.5 here on the Asian handicap line, which is available at 10-11. Latvia have lost both of their first two Group G matches, while they were also defeated in 9 of their 10 Euro 2020 qualifiers, and the visitors lost by 3 goals or more in 4 of their Euro 2020 qualifying outings. And as I said, Turkey are the hot team off the back of thrashing Norway away 3-0 and 4-2 at home to Holland. I think we ride that momentum here and we take them to cover the minus 2.5 goal handicap here in this one against Latvia at home at the price of 10-11. Up next, we move on to Wednesday, and we'll begin with this game here between England and Poland at Wembley, where England are the 1-2 favourites. It's 15-4 the draw, and it's 13-2 here on the polls. These are England's strongest rivals here in terms of stopping them from winning the group, but I don't think anybody can stop England. England are on a strong run of form. Poland may be able to score here, so I like tacking on the over. England's over 2.5 goal run was ended at the weekend in a 2-0 win against Albania, but over 2.5 has still cashed in 9 of the last 10. So Poland could contribute towards a scoring. They have scored at least once in 11 of the last 14 games. England have won 12 of their last 13 home assignments, which includes a win over Belgium. Their defeat was against Denmark in the Nations League, but they were down to 10 men for a large majority of that game. Both teams have scored in 2 of Poland's last 3 games, and Poland have only won 1 of their last 4 contests. So despite the fact they have the Ballon d'Or winner Lewandowski, they are not in the best run of form, even though they are the strongest rivals here to England winning this group. I think a win here for England puts 1 foot into the next World Cup, and I do think England will win this game. There's value on England at the money line, but I will just tack on over 1.5 goals here in this one on the Bet365 builder bet. That takes this one up to 7-10 just for adding the over 1.5 goals in this one. I don't see a 1-0 win here for England. I do see goals in this game with England coming out on top, but just to be safe, just in case it is just another 2-0 win like they had against Albania, because England have kept clean sheets in 8 of their last 11, and in 2 of the games they conceded, that was against Belgium. So there is a possibility of a 2-0 win. So just to be safe and erring on the side of caution, I will just tack on over 1.5 instead of over 2.5, and that takes it to 7-10 in this one for England versus Poland on Wednesday. Up next, we look at the game between Lithuania and Italy. Italy was a big winning play for lockbetting.com clients to cover a minus 1.5 handicap against Bulgaria. We had wins at bigger odds, but that was a one unit play. We've had a really strong start over at lockbetting.com to the European World Cup qualifying campaign. And of course, here, the podcast leans have been strong as well. But all of the leans we get here aren't always plays. Italy, Bulgaria wasn't one of the plays that was included on the podcast. I do like to keep some things on the side. So there are still benefits to signing up at lockbetting.com. Don't think you're just getting all of the plays here because we're having really good runs here on the podcast. There are still some plays that I leave off, but we're going with Italy here on the podcast away to Lithuania. Obviously, there's no point backing Italy as the 1-8 favourites. It's 8-1 to draw, and it's 14-1 on Lithuania. This one, again, falls into the 2-0 category. Italy are winning their games convincingly and are keeping clean sheets along the way. As I mentioned, Italy got a 2-0 win over Bulgaria. That meant Italy have won 7 of their last 9 internationals, including 5 straight. The Azzurri have kept clean sheets in all but 1 of their last 9 games. So that's 8 clean sheets in the last 9. And this Lithuania team are not a free-scoring team that are going to present much of a threat at that end of the pitch. That's why this line is a little bit juicy. You do have to take it here at 4-7. But I have no doubt the Italian run of winning and keeping a clean sheet here will continue in this one. So we've got a few of these here. We took Portugal to win with a clean sheet. We took Croatia to win with a clean sheet. And you can add Italy to that slate. Italy to nil here, available at 4-7 in this one between Lithuania and Italy. Up next, we look at this game here between Northern Ireland at home to Bulgaria. This is going to be a tough game, and it's a must-win game for these two teams to keep the pace with Italy to at least look for the qualifying spot in this group. Northern Ireland are the 10-11 favourites to win it off the back of losing a friendly at home to the USA. It's 21-10 on the draw, and it's 18-5 on Bulgaria off the back of losing at home to Italy. I think we're going to see a cagey game here between two teams that do not score a lot of goals. Northern Ireland have scored one or fewer times in 17 of their last 18 matches. This Bulgaria team have notched one or fewer times in 16 of their last 17 away fixtures. So we're not seeing free scoring teams here at all. Bulgaria have only won one of their last 18 away fixtures, and Bulgaria failed to score in five of their last six away contests. So it may be worth considering Northern Ireland to keep a clean sheet. But obviously, if they keep a clean sheet, that gives you a strong chance of cashing the under, because I don't think Northern Ireland are going to score three goals here when you look at their data here. The under 2.5 goals here is available at 3-5. And I think looking at all of the stats that I just went through and looking at the way the two teams are playing and the previous results, I think that will be the best play to go for in this one. So Northern Ireland and Bulgaria, under 2.5 goals here, and that's available at 3-5 in this one on Wednesday night. Up next, we look at the game here between Spain and Kosovo, where Spain are the 1-9 favourites to win this game. Spain have had a stuttery start to their campaign. They drew 1-1 against Greece, conceding late on after being 1-0 up, and needed to come back from 2-1 down to win the game against Georgia. They left that super, super late to make that comeback inside the last 10 minutes. But the fact is, they did do it, so they are now in a strong position here to qualify once again. I think Spain win this with a clean sheet, which is available at 4-6. Even though they haven't kept one in the last two, I think they are due. And prior to conceding that goal against Greece, Spain went 7 games in a row at home without conceding a goal. And even that goal against Greece was a late concession. So I think they get back on track here with the clean sheets. So I'm going to take Spain to win this game at home to Kosovo with a clean sheet. And that's available at 4-6. So Spain to nil in this one, available at 4-6 minus 150. The final game we are going to have a look at here is Scotland at home to the Faroe Islands. And Scotland actually got a positive result. They drew away to Israel. Even though Israel were underdogs in that game and Scotland were the favourites, I didn't agree with the pricing. Israel have had a really good record against Scotland as of late. So for me, that was a positive result for Scotland to pick up something away to Israel. They come into this game against the Faroes as significant favourites, of course. And I'm actually going to go for a big play here in this one. I'm going to lean, take a small, small sprinkle on this. Scotland and both teams to score, which is available at 4-1. Yes, I'm picking the Faroes to score a goal in this one, but the Faroes have scored at least once in 9 of their last 10 matches. Both teams have notched in 6 of Faroe Islands' last 7 games. Scotland have won 5 and drawn 2 of their last 7 home assignments. And the Faroes have scored in each of their last 5 away fixtures, including scoring against Austria. So I think that the Faroe Islands may be able to find the net here against Scotland. It's a surprising pick, and it's a really big price considering the statistical data here. So Scotland at both teams to score here will be my play here for this one. Just a small, small lean given the statistical data that I want to add it to the end of the show. So whatever you're playing on the other picks, don't play that here on this one. This is just a small lean that I wanted to tack on here at the end of the show. So that concludes your international edition of the EPL show. That's the final one here that we'll be doing this season. Don't forget to check out the Europa League and Champions League future show. That will be out very, very shortly after this one. And I'll be back at the weekend with Das Bundesliga show and the EPL show as usual. That's it from me and this edition of the EPL show. Good luck with all your bets as always, guys, and thanks for listening.